This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Bethel will have a chance to meet its new police chief, Richard Simmons, tonight. Simmons will be available in a meet-and-greet session at 6 p.m. this evening at City Hall right before the City Council meeting. The city's press release for the event states masks will be required and social distancing should be observed. The city hired Simmons after almost a year-long search for a police chief. Last month, the City Council increased the salary for the position to $140,000 from $124,000, which council members were advised was necessary to attract a good candidate. Simmons currently serves in the Fort Worth Police Department in Texas, where he's worked for 25 years. He's also served in the U.S. Marine Corps as a first sergeant, has a master's degree in criminal justice leadership and management, and graduated from the FBI National Academy. Following the meet and greet, in tonight's Bethel City Council meeting, Council will be preparing to spend $8.4 million in federal CARES Act funding, looking at ways to conduct an election during the COVID-19 pandemic and considering action on next year's budget. The council will have to formally accept CARES Act funding in order for the city to receive the money. City Manager Vinny Carraza is proposing a partnership with Bethel Community Services Foundation to plan and execute how the $8.4 million gets spent. The money can only be used for COVID-19 related expenditures. If the disease were to have an outbreak in Bethel in October, the city may want to conduct its election by mail. The city council will consider an ordinance that would allow for that possibility. It would have to pass another ordinance to actually do it. Mayor Perry Barr also wants to consider other voting options. Tonight, Barr is introducing an ordinance to have an early in-person voting option before Election Day in order to reduce the number of people congregating to vote. The city's budget for the next fiscal year is also on the agenda. The deadline to pass that budget is June 15th. Tune in to Bethel City Council's regular meeting broadcast live on KYUK at 6:30 p.m. And finally, roughly 50 Bethel residents gathered again on June 5th at the Bethel Cultural Center to peacefully protest the killings of Minneapolis resident George Floyd, a black man at the hands of a white police officer. It was captured on video and circulated on social media, spurring the national wave of protests against systemic police brutality against black people. Their protest began with 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence to represent the time that a white police officer knelt on Floyd's neck. Then, for an hour, people spoke about the impact of America's criminal justice system and police encounters on their lives. Biuk Shields, a black and Yupik woman from Tuxuk Bay and who grew up in Bethel, was one of them.
I wanted to start by sharing a story with you.
Shields told a story about her father, a black man who was close friends with Bethel police. But one day, he was going to the Alaska Commercial Company store in Bethel.
Someone falsely accused him of drinking and driving, saying that he was slurring his speech and his children were in the car.
She says before he opened his car door, he rolled down his window and saw a police car.
And it wasn't like there were just like one or two or three police cars.
Shields says her father knew his legal rights and there were community witnesses who knew his character. So the police soon left. Shields says her father looked at his children in the car, including Shields, and told them this.
Just because it's normal doesn't make it right. That was the first time I ever realized that just because the color of my skin, I could be put in danger, even in this town that I love, called Bethel. Even on the land that my people come from.
After the speeches were finished, Shields and 50 others marched down Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway to the AC store and back to the Cultural Center. The day they marched was June 5th, the 27th birthday of Breonna Taylor, a black woman from Louisville, Kentucky, whom police killed earlier this year when they burst into her apartment while she slept. Taylor's death has also sparked nationwide outcry and calls for police reform. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. We apologize for the operator error that resulted in Friday's newscast being replayed Monday and part of Tuesday. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.